The following program has been rated R by God, Moses, Abraham, the Reader's Digest, and United Evangelical Pastors for the Ethical Treatment of Sexually Mature Animals. Due to the sexual content of the following program, parents are strongly cautioned to keep all children under the age of 47 at least 3 feet from the farthest reaches of this broadcast. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed where to buy soap, water, and a minty mouthwash. This is not a test.
Again, everybody, Martin Zender here, leading the way into topics untackled and undreamed of by the religiously timid and the sexually shy. I touched on something last week that I just can't leave you hanging on. Is this vital information? Maybe. No, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not vital. Maybe it is. Is it interesting? That's the question. Absolutely. Does it reflect upon God? Yes, it does. Is it socially applicable? I feel it is, yes. Is it personally applicable? Yes, for some more than others. Does it have to do with human nature? It does. I'm on topic. Because for some reason, the train always comes when I'm in the middle of making an awesome point. For some reason, women can comb each other's hair and get away with it. Men can't. For some reason, women can dance together at weddings and get away with it, and men can't. Our natures know that something is up with this. We sense that it's right for the girls but wrong for the boys. Why is that? You know me, I gotta know why. I've researched this, and I do know why. Uh-oh. But first, I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Is not even nature itself teaching you that if a man indeed should have tresses, long hair, it's a dishonor to him? Yet if a woman should have tresses, it's her glory, seeing that tresses have been given her instead of clothing. Instead of clothing. What era did Paul live in here? I got to check this out. Tresses instead of clothing. I'm going to do some research on that and get back with you. But is not even nature itself teaching you? In other words, when you look at a woman with long hair, doesn't it seem nice? Ah, everything's right with the world. When you see a guy with long hair hanging down to his shoulders, what a freak! He's a hippie. It's not natural. Even nature itself teaches that. We're going to go to Leviticus chapter 20. Remember I told you, read the whole Old Testament, you'll find it. I felt guilty about that. These poor people, they started in Genesis, they're trying to find the area in Scripture that details the sexual sins. So the least I can do is find this for you. And I did find it. It's Leviticus chapter 20. We're starting with verse 10. As for a man who commits adultery with another man's wife, one who commits adultery with his associate's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall be put to death, yea, death. It's a bad thing. This is adultery, a man with another man's wife. Verse 11, as for a man who lies with his father's wife, well, that's bad too, let's put it that way. I'm going to shorten this for the sake of not going into the gory details. Verse 12, and a man who lies with his daughter-in-law, the two of them shall be put to death, yea, death. They have shown decadence, their blood guilt will be on them. Verse 13, as for a man who lies with a male, as if going to bed with a woman, that's weird. If you don't understand what lying with a male is, the writer of Leviticus says here, you know, as if going to bed with a woman, come on. Well, it's an abhorrence. The two of them shall be put to death, yea, death. In case you don't know what death is, death, yea, death. I'm quoting from the scriptures here. Their blood guilt will be on them. Verse 14, as for a man who takes a woman and her mother, this is lewdness, quoting the scripture, with fire shall they burn him and them, so that no such lewdness may come up in your midst. Severe penalties. Now, it's not that way nowadays. We still don't recommend these things. these practices are not endorsed by Martin Zender, his endorsers, or any members of his family. Verse 15, as for a man who gives his emission to a beast, that's a nice way to put it. What a euphemism. Thank you, writer of Leviticus. I believe that was Moses. As for a man who, as for a man who gives his emission to a beast, he shall be put to death, yea, death. And the beast shall you kill. I think that's unreasonable. I feel bad for the animal. It's not like the animal was given a come on. What's it doing? Swinging his tail around? Man. No, the animal's innocent. It's all on the part of the guy. But the animal has to die, too. That's just the way it is. Sorry, aunt. It wasn't my idea. But I still don't. No, this is very unnatural. As for a woman, interesting. Look at this. Verse 16. This is the only verse that has a direct command to a woman. As for a woman who approaches to any beast to copulate with it, and we're not talking about men who are beasts. We're talking about beasts. You will kill the woman and the beast. There we go with killing the beast again. They shall be put to death, yea, death, in case you don't know what death is. Their blood guilt will be on them. Verse 17, as for a man who takes his sister, the daughter of his father, not good. 18, as for a man who lies with a menstruous woman and exposes her nakedness, okay, not good. Verse 19, the nakedness of your mother's sister or your father's sister you shall not expose. Bad things happen to you if you do. Verse 20, as for a man who lies with his aunt, the nakedness of his uncle he has exposed. Yeah, if you lie with your Aunt Elizabeth, then the nakedness of your Uncle Harry is exposed. Well, I didn't expose the nakedness of Uncle Harry. Yeah, but you laid with Aunt Elizabeth.
Oh.
Same thing according to Leviticus chapter 20. Here's the interesting thing. All these verses contain warnings to men. The women are involved. They all involve the woman. The man is responsible, though, apparently. So the man is responsible for this, but the woman still shares in the penalty. The interesting thing is that only one verse is directed to the woman, and that is verse 16. As for a woman who approaches to any beast to copulate with it, you will kill the woman and the beast. Now, what is missing here is a direct commandment to women not to lay with other women. It's not here. It is conspicuous by its absence. We're plainly told in verse 13, as for a man who lies with a male as if going to bed with a woman, they do an abhorrence. You can't say that there's no warnings here to women. This should have been followed logically by, and by the way, any woman who lies with a woman as if lying with a man, that's an abhorrence too, but it's not here. It's conspicuous by its absence. Now, let's go to Romans 1:26. Romans 1:26, therefore God gives them over to dishonorable passions, for their females besides alter the natural use into that which is beside nature. What do you think this is? It is assumed in theological circles, it is assumed by Orthodox Christianity that this is females lying with females. It's not. The only direct commandment from God to women in the Old Testament was not to copulate with beasts. That's why the wording that we find concerning the men in the next verse is not here with the women. Let's go to verse 27. Likewise also the males, besides leaving the natural use of the female, were inflamed in their craving for one another, males with males, effecting indecency. So there were males that lay with animals, but they did something else besides what we're telling about the women. The men did something else besides that, okay? For females, alter the natural use into that which is beside nature. That's bestialism. We find that out from Leviticus chapter 20. Likewise, also the males, besides that, as well as that, leaving the natural use of the female were inflamed in their cravings for one another.
What will your wife think?
She won't like this topic. Yeah, thanks for asking. What am I saying? I'm saying that intimacies between women are more natural than intimacies between men. There's something more natural about it. That's all I'm saying.
You better be sure about that.
This has been Martin Zender saying behave yourself and join me tomorrow.